Of course. I don't remember the first time we had five practices in a row before a day off, so it's good to get that block over with.
Noticeably hotter this year. Mike told us it was hot.
Yeah. Yesterday was surprisingly hot, especially for a morning practice. I think they said the heat index was over 110 at like 10 a.m. So, but I'm used to it. I've been here in Spartanburg for like 9 years now, so. No, my sophomore year, so 2009, it was like 115 heat index every day. And, of course, we would, because the Panthers were here, we would practice at like 3 the heat of the day. So that wasn't fun.
How would you rate the competition of wide receivers so far?
It's a good group. We have a lot of competition. It's bringing the best out of everyone. It's good to see Kelvin back out there and Stephen Hill after those injuries, and they make us a better team, especially Kelvin. 2 years ago, he was a great talent as a rookie, and he's going to be even better this year.
How did you see Funchess develop into last season and now rolling into this camp?
He's worlds ahead than he was last year. You can tell either it's his confidence or he's just gotten more talented, but I think he's just more comfortable now, and you can see it on the field for sure. I don't know if it's anything he's doing, but he's doing the same stuff he did last year in camp before he got hurt. I remember he was making play after play in practice. He was making the DBs look silly, and he's doing it again this year, and it's exciting to see that.
How do you balance kind of having? It seems like there's a great camaraderie among the whole team, but especially in the wide receiver room when you've got so many guys battling for those final one or two spots there on the roster.
Yeah, it all starts at the top, and Coach Prohl does a good job giving every receiver reps during practice, whether it's the ones all the way down to the bottom. And competition brings out the best in everyone, and we got a lot of good players. And I think just for the young guys like Kiaris, Schuler, all the rookies, we're not here to try to just blow them aside. We're here to help them out, and if they have any questions, they can come to Coach or they can come to some of the vets like me, and I'll help them out as best I can.
Are you feeling like a wily old veteran at this point now that you've been around the organization for a while?
Yeah, I think so, especially in the receiver room. I've probably been here longer than anyone in our room. I mean, I know Ted's the oldest, but I've probably been here the longest, and I know the offense the best.
You've been kind of, in limbo back and forth the last couple of years. What kind of keeps you in it? What kind of motivates you to keep plugging, to keep trying to come back?
I love playing football, and I love Charlotte. I love the Panthers, and I know it's a hard business to stay around, and I've been up and down every year, and just confidence levels, you got to stay up, whether you're on the practice squad or next week you could be up playing. I know last year I got cut after camp, but by week, I think Koch got hurt week 2, and I was starting week 3 and 4, and so that could happen this year, and you just got to be ready.
Is that getting that taste kind of keep you motivated to come back and try to get to that level again?
Yeah, exactly. I got to start both those games, and I showed I can do what the F's got to do in the game, just what Koch could do, and hopefully I can take that into this season.
Could you have imagined, or what point did you imagine when you were playing for a very small college that runs an option attack as a wide receiver that, hey, I could stick around for several years getting paid to play in the NFL?
Yeah. The thing with playing at Wofford and the option offense, you got a lot of man coverage, and you get to show what you can do against that corner and also in the run game. So I know they're banking on me to step up in the run game and do what Koch did last year for them, which a lot of people don't see. He did a lot of good things blocking in the run game, so hopefully I can do that.
The three rookie corners are the ones that you've been matched up against in particular. Do any of them stand out over the other, or what have you seen from those guys?
They've all gotten better. In OTAs, they obviously it was their first time getting reps, and they were all over the place, but now they're starting to play together and they're playing well. I probably go up against Sanchez the most because he's playing nickel, and he's gotten better too. He's being more patient, and it's good to see that they're getting better, and that's going to make our team better.
Good.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.